Our Place, Your Place. Episode 5, A Horse to Water.
Hey, Dad! See what I found?
Wow, that's a nice one. Bit rusty, though. Want my wire brush?
Thanks. I might hang it up somewhere.
Of course, but not that way. Otherwise, they say all the luck falls out of a horseshoe and the devil gets it.
They? Who's they?
Well, my dad. He got it from his dad. He used to have a horse, you know.
Your dad?
Granddad. For pulling the barge on the canal in Friesland. When he was growing and had to get produce to market, my dad asked if he could ride it sometime. Granddad was furious. My dad said he said something about the horse would dance off down the towpath and jump into the water with him on, and he'd never be seen again.
That sounds sort of familiar.
I remember, too, my dad saying quite recently, well, after Grandpa had died, something that he didn't want to tell me when I was younger, that Grandpa said that only the rider's lungs would be found floating on the canal surface.
Ugh.
My dad didn't want to frighten me.
Just make his granddaughter, who he'd never see, vomit instead. And have nightmares.
Your horseshoe. Hold it and look.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa said another thing.
That you can use it to hook your heart out?
He'd ask, what colour was the horse?
I don't know. You can't tell, of course.
And that was sort of the point. That you can't tell from the shoe the horse's colour or its nature. All you can say is it came from a big horse or a smaller one.
That's quite profound.
Grandad got a lot of racial abuse in the early years. Even later, apparently, coming over here, not speaking English too well, talking funny. Dad, too. There was a lot of antagonism with the Dutch. Going back years, all to do with trade and war.
This shoe's quite small.
Not from a big plough horse, then.
Perhaps like a show pony? One of those that does the skillful dancing.
Like a circus?
No, when they do the tippy-toe sidewards and toss their manes and stuff, like tangoing or rumba or something.
Maybe.
Is this the right way up? U and not an N?
Yeah. Let me find a couple of hooks. You can put it over the door. Where did you find it?
Down by the river.
That's nice. Let's walk down there later. It's good here, isn't it?
I know why Mum came down here so often.
As much as she could towards the end, when she could.
So, they must have had horses here, in the past, doing something.
Perhaps just grazing, but maybe ploughing. Even your wee horse. It's good soil, good and rich.
Would you dig the whole field with that spade you found? Could you?
Don't mock me. Hey, something interesting. At lunchtime, guess what? I bumped into Toby.
The bromance is blossoming.
And he told me this river, the Black Water, used to be called the Rassi way back. And Rassi comes from the Vikings, from the word hrossa. Guess what it means?
Go on.
Horse.
Because the water prances and trip-traps along? It's got a mane of rippling waves?
Well, perhaps. But Toby said there's a legend about the Kelpie, you know, the horse sprite thing, when one of them goes up to a lone person by the river, and the person is tempted to get on them, and then they find they can't get off, and the horse jumps into the water, and the rider is never seen again.
Ooh, a bit like your granddad's story.
A little. And likewise, the only part of the lost person ever found is their lungs.
Still, ugh.
Oh, Toby says in some legends it's the person's liver.
Dad!
But the same story just about, by people from different places.
Perhaps my horseshoe is a Kelpie's.
You're joking?
Well, yes, but can you tell what kind of horse wore that shoe?
A golden dancer like your mum.
That rips your lungs and liver out.
No, worse. She took my heart.
Dad, don't get upset.
I'm not, and I'm just, well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. It's been nagging me. She used to dance when she was younger, and then she wanted to get into it again after you were born. But I didn't, so she didn't. I regret that now.
You know, Mum always used to say, when I was younger, that I had the hair of a horse. A tangly mane, she said, when she was combing it.
Well, you get your hair from her. And all your good bits you get from me. If you got your hair from me, you'd be bald before your time. And grey, not golden like your mum.
I only really remember her after she lost her hair. It's only in photos that she has any.
She was very upset about that, at first anyway.
She didn't have the chance to go grey, did she?
No. You will, though, I hope.
I think you're trying to be nice. I don't like the kelpie thing about this river. That's not right. It's not the river's fault that Mum was taken away. This river is better than that.
Think of the kelpie as a big, plodding, horrible hulk of a plough horse. Your horseshoe comes from a dancer, like Mum, light on its feet, happy.
Yeah. The river of the happy feet.
The river of the tangly mane.
The river of the golden dancer.
That's better. Mum would like that.
Hug?
Come here. Tell you what, your horseshoe. How about we paint it gold?
Like it came from a magical horse.
Not a crazy evil one.
And make sure we hang it up the right way, so we get lots of luck.
All the luck your mum never had.
Yeah. Your Place by Phil Barda, with Benjamin L. Ray as the father and Innes Anderson as the daughter. A Mangonel Theatre production. Thanks for listening.